This is one of my favorite songs from Nortec Collective. The name comes from a fusing of norteña, which is a sound that comes out of northern Mexico, with techno. And this is a band, a group of musicians who joined together, brought their various individual styles, and created something completely unique. They sing songs in English. They sing songs in Spanish. You may know them from the song Tijuana Makes Me Happy, which was featured on the World Cup soundtrack. And they join us today. I'm very excited about it. We've got Pepe and Ramon, better known as Fusible and Bostich. They are the lead members of the Nortec Collective. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, I have to ask you about Tijuana, which obviously figures so largely in all of your experiences. And Tijuana is one of those places that has both a good reputation in some places and in some completely misunderstood. I mean, wouldn't you say that's right?
Yes, totally.
But at the same time, because it's such a mishmash of people and it's right there on the border and all this traffic moving in and out, to a certain extent, it's the best place for an artist to grow up.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, imagine, like, two cultures. I mean, it's the border there. So we grew up with these two cultures joining together, you know, this American culture, Mexican culture. And for an artist, I mean, it's like, it's very inspiring, the city. Very inspiring because, I mean, there is, if you go there, maybe the city is not like New York or other cities in Mexico. Like, you can go there and you have, like, these old buildings and stuff. In Tijuana, every building is changing. Every 10 years, everything is different.
Yeah, street will look completely different if you go down it 5 years later. Yeah. But to a certain extent, it mirrors the sound of Nortec Collective, because as you're going through the streets of Tijuana, you're going to hear every possible sound and all kinds of music coming from all the place. I mean, wouldn't you say?
No, yes. In Tijuana, we grew up listening a lot of electronic music. In the 70s, we grew up with disco music with Giorgio Moroder and Kraftwerk, techno. But even if we didn't like the norteño music and the Mexican music at that time, because we were very young, so we were more...
You looked
more,
down on the poor mariachi yes, players.
we didn't like that music, but... Later, we had a chance to mix that two different worlds of music. We found this new fusion of the two worlds that we grew up, Nortec.
Well, let's take a listen to Tijuana Makes Me Happy. This is from a 2005 album.
Some people call it the happiest place on earth. Others say it's a dangerous place. It has been the city of sin. But you know,
now, this is the one that was featured on the World Cup soundtrack, so obviously lots and lots of people got to hear this. I mean, and I'm wondering if this was the song, if you would have chosen the one song for people to get an introduction to your band, if you would have picked this one.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the thing, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, maybe sounds like funny, maybe
sarcastic.
But the thing is, like, we took that from we have a friend that he's a writer. And he did an article for a sociopolitical magazine. So he did he criticized Tijuana, but in a really, really good way. And he called this article "Tijuana Makes Me Happy."
Did it make you nervous? I mean, when you guys were just getting started as a collective, number one, all of you guys were such different musicians. I mean, very, very different genres and styles. You brought something totally different to the table, and then you fused it with the old style of Mexican folk music. I mean, that to a certain extent, that must have made you a little bit nervous about how it was going to turn out or not.
We were not nervous. We were, as a matter of fact, we were very having fun, a lot of fun doing the first songs and even playing. When we started playing live, we started having a lot of fun doing this.
Here's the sound from your CD release this year, Radio Borderland. And that is the sense of humor kind of in music that I associate with the two of you. And Radio Borderland, are you talking about Tijuana, the border between the United States and Mexico?
Yeah, this Radio Borderland is because when you go out in this Boulevard 2000, there is a real boulevard in Tijuana. It's a very dangerous one, but when you're driving there, you turn the radio is starting to change, like from norteño, disco music, electronic music, and different. And this track is very long, and it's changing from, it started like a norteño, and then like electronic, and then turns into disco, and then like, so it's a different. So we did that like, this is like the you know, the experience that you have with the radio when you go out of Tijuana.
You know, let me ask you one last question, and you'll pardon me if I take it to a more serious level, but with the state of racial relations in the United States right now, with the extraordinarily highly politicized and polarized environment here, where you say Mexican and immediately people think about illegal immigration, I'm wondering how that makes you feel as you tour through the United States and greet audiences here. Do you feel like you have a responsibility to ignore that situation, to comment on that situation?
No, well, I mean, we cannot ignore that because, I mean, it's like, living in Tijuana, we know that, immigration is, Tijuana is the number one where all the, immigration happened over there. And because Tijuana has this myth since, 70 years ago, like, everybody from old Mexico go there because they know that Tijuana has all the connections to cross over there. But when we cross here to the U.S., we notice that, this law in Arizona, that we can ignore that, it's kind of, we were like against that.
Would you travel to Arizona? Are you nervous about traveling to Arizona?
I was, not like nervous. I mean, because we have our papers done, we have all permits and things to work here. But once I went to Arizona and I was, very hungover in the airport, and then one guy came in to me and can you show me your papers? And he was like, he wasn't dressed like a police, nothing. Like he was like,
he looked like a civilian.
Yeah, like a civilian. And then I was like, why? And he said he put
a badge.
Yeah, a badge. No, show me your papers and everything like that. And then he took my papers and then he went to the computer. And then when he saw that I have everything, all the permits, he allowed me to go. But I felt like that like a kind of a racist thing because maybe he saw me like, oh, this is Mexican. Maybe he's, illegal or whatever, but...
Ramon, do you feel nervous? I mean, would you feel more nervous about traveling to a place like Arizona where it's a big issue than to another state?
No, I think when the new law started in Arizona, I feel something different when I travel in one flight from New Mexico to San Diego. And I feel because one of the guys seated in my side in the plane, he changed the seats.
Okay, well, we are speaking with the two founding members of Nortec Collective here to give a concert and touring around in the United States for how much longer?
The last 2 years with the Tijuana Sound Machine album, but the last 3 weeks has been very crazy. We have been traveling from China to Europe, Brazil, and Mexico, and now United States.
So you guys really have to worry about
yes.
having your papers with you at all times.
Yes.
Nortec Collective, Pepe and Ramon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The song Tijuana Bass, you can also hear in Nortec Collective's new single, I Count the Ways, on our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks to Tech Director Jay Cowett, who has declared today Wild Wednesday. I would agree. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is the Wild Takeaway.
But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.